I'm here on the rooftop of the W Hotel with a beekeeper, a forager, and some honeybees. Walter Schumacher is director, founder of Central Texas Bee Rescue, and Valerie Broussard is the forager for the W Hotel. Walter, this is beautiful.
Thank you.
Where were these bees when you found them?
Some of them were in walls, and some of them were in roof areas and soffit areas, and some of them were in trees.
And what do you do to relocate them? How did you get them to come here? What's the process?
Well, first you have to figure out the way that you're going to remove them from where they are. If they're in a tree, you have to set a trap. If they're in a house, you have to make an incision, basically, into whatever the house is made of and cut the beehive out of the wall.
And what makes the bees want to call the W Hotel rooftop home?
Their queen. Each one of these boxes has a queen. She emits a pheromone, and that is the trigger that keeps the bees there and loyal to her. You know, we gave them a beautiful condo here on one of the most expensive parts of town. I would like to put a tent up here and just stay.
Tell me about how you got that job title, Valerie.
I sort of convinced them that they needed me, and I'd heard the title forager at restaurants such as Chez Panisse in Berkeley and Per Se in New York has a forager on staff. So someone with a culinary background that is in a purchasing role.
The first spinning of the honey is coming up
Yes.
in June, right?
Yes, I'm very excited. We're developing recipes to use honey from the living room bar. We've already got a cocktail on the menu that calls for honey. It's called the Green Bee. All we'll have to do is swap out our honey for the honey we're using now. We're going to incorporate honey into some of the treatments at the Away Spa. It'll be available for sale in our Munchie Box, which is the in-room mini bar.
And how will you make this apiary sustainable? What will keep the bees here?
Well, again, the queen keeps them here, and then the atmosphere, the fact that they have a ready supply of natural food helps them stay around. When it gets hotter, we're going to run a cloth for shade for them, and then because they depend on the moisture, we're going to use the condensation from the air conditioners to have a mister. So the temperature on the roof, which would usually at a 115 degree day in Texas, would be about 130 degrees, we'll have this rooftop right around 105.
What I love about this program is that these bees were rescued rather than exterminated, and we're making use of a space that otherwise would just be empty.
Valerie Broussard, forager with the W Austin, and Walter Schumacher with Central Texas Bee Rescue, thank you for being here with me and showing me your hives.
Hey, thank you for creating such a buzz.
We loved having you.
I'm Kathy Bird for KUT News.